Brothers and sisters, we all have been called. We have been called to be Christians, to work in the church in different ways, and also to work out there in the world. But it is important to understand and appreciate that this calling comes with a cost. It comes with a cost. Jesus' consistent stance and position about the truth cost him. We all know that the truth is bitter. In the opening prayer of today, we are saying that the Lord will be with us so that we can be seen in the bright light of the truth. It is not easy. So we are praying that the Lord will help us day in, day out to be seen in the bright light of the truth. Because the truth is bitter. We don't want to hear it. Because it is about me. It is about us. And sometimes, when we champion the truth, we create enemies, because that is our position. Going to Jerusalem, Jesus did not find it easy, but he had to go. Even already on the way, he was rejected. There is something about Jesus's approach to his attackers. He didn't use confrontation to meet with his attackers. Always there was a beautiful, peaceful approach or style in reacting to his attackers. And I think this is a lesson we all can emulate, we all can learn. Anytime you need to meet with people who oppose you, brothers and sisters, never be confrontational. Be peaceful, be gentle, and I tell you, it is more powerful. It is stronger than being confrontational. Indeed, renewing society and cleansing it from evil provokes resistance. When you, the preacher, attacks an evil power structure, Jesus encourages us to be resolute. If we want to be his followers. And the bottom line is the truth. To be a Christian, we need to understand that we have to lose something. To be a Christian, let us be aware that we have to lose something. Then that is what it is. Already in this church, it costs you time. It costs you money to commit to be a member of this faith community. out of your meager resources, you endeavor to donate something for the development of the church, physical and spiritual wise. Out of your tight schedule, you donate time to help the church in diverse ways. So already you are losing something from your resources. You are losing some time, and you are giving this time to the church. I would like to mention here that we really appreciate all that you do. Different people are doing different types of work in the church. It borders on money, it borders on time. And you are ready to do this. So we thank you. We thank you for your time. We thank you for your money. We thank you for everything that you do. Sometimes the things you do are not even conspicuous. We don't even see it. But behind closed doors, it is helping the church. It costs you something to be a Christian. Let us relate to the three would-be followers who encountered Jesus in regards to Jesus' statement to them. So today, it is about you, it is about me, it is about us. We, in fact, represent the three would-be followers. To the first person, Jesus said, "Before you follow me, count the cost." He didn't want to hide anything. If you are ready to follow me, count the cost. Jesus will not induce anyone to follow him under false pretense. If you want to follow me, it involves money, it involves time, it involves being resolute, it involves patience to be able to stand by the truth. In fact, if Jesus were a modern day politician, I don't think he would have a following. Because he didn't know how to convince people to follow him, even with empty promises. But he will tell you what it is. He wasn't ready to say what it was not. It is read. So if you want to come after me, know that this is what is going to happen. So if he were a modern-day politician, nobody would follow him. Because we want to hear about promises. Even if it is not going to happen, we just want to hear about them. Jesus wouldn't do that. If you want to follow me, count the cost. To the second person, Jesus said, "In everything, there is a crucial moment." So Jesus urges us to act at once when the time avails itself. When there is opportunity to do it, do it. Don't waste time. It may not be there tomorrow. Such decisions will definitely involve some losses. Instead of taking time to organize yourself, to make sure everything is put in place, Jesus is telling you, act at once. So in doing so, you are going to lose something. And this is what our calling as Christians is. is about. To the third person, Jesus is telling us that there are some people whose hearts are in the past. But as Christians, we march on, not to the sunset, but to the dawn amidst challenges, amidst trials. Brothers and sisters, have we decided to follow Jesus without turning back?